just a game, like a narcissist's goblet. We'll be right back.
Music from Fugazi there, from their 1995 record, Red Medicine, an album that got talked about a lot during the course of a really great documentary that we both had a chance to see recently called Instrument, featuring some very intimate footage of the group, and some of the only footage that was actually ever recorded by Jem Cohen, a great filmmaker who would go on to produce an incredible film called Museum Hours. Highly recommended. We heard the song Do You Like Me.
Before that, we heard a pair of tracks from Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Bird's latest, That Delicious Vice. We heard The Boy Had It All and A Beast, A Priest. Two great tracks from this release. And the album's interesting because, yes, it has songs kind of like what you heard in that set, but it also kind of mixes a little bit of different elements. There's a little bit of bossa nova, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of surf on side two of the record. And honestly, it operates so well within their dynamic. Alice Bag, of course, of the Bags, famous, well-known punk musician, collaborated on several tracks and sings on some of them as well. And it's just a cool little record, and I strongly recommend checking it out. Before that, we heard some really rare music from Canada, going all the way back to 1967. We heard the Stone Men from Moncton, BC, from their single Faded Colors. I believe this is the only thing they ever put out. We heard the B-side called In the Evening.
And that was from Celluloid Lunch, that reissue that was done. As you mentioned, the band from Moncton, BC, and probably the only thing that was ever committed to tape from this group. Before that, though, we heard a pair of groups from Idaho, one that you're probably very familiar with and one that hopefully you will become familiar with. We heard Floating Witch's Head, and we heard the track Body Snatchers from them.
Yeah, and that comes from an album called You Look Like a Rainbow, which just came out this year. They opened for Built to Spill at a show they played on August 29th here in Detroit. And I received an email, apparently from the person at the show, saying, you should check out this band. They're really cool.
And you know what, Kevin? You're right.
Yeah, they are. So thank you for that, Kevin. Hopefully you're listening. And thanks for the request / information. Please, send us requests and information. Mm-hmm. Anyone.
Oh, well, we should also mention that Built to Spill song was called Singing Sores Make Perfect Swords. Or swords, as people swords. Actually pronounce it, but I like swords. Pronouncing it swords. We heard that from their live record from 2000. And as you mentioned, there is a website, so you can always check us out at revrock.blogspot.com. There, Dave occasionally dines to update it with some playlists and information about the bands we play and the music we love. And of course, always check us out on iHeartRadio and cjam.ca. But with that said, we're near the end of the show, so Dave, it's been great being allowed back on air after, you know, the unfortunate thing that we can't mention anymore.
No. We should mention next week, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next week is going to be huge. We're going to have an interview with the New Enemies. So this is going to be a group compositive of various members from different bands that have been around in Windsor and the Essex region for a long time. Yeah. They played a number of great shows within the city, and we actually played a few tracks from them a few weeks back. And we're going to have a live on-air interview with a number of the members of the group. So tune into that. That's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime episode.
Yeah, for anyone that is wondering what bands maybe they've been a part of, they'll talk a little bit about it. But there's connections with the Dry Heaves.
Seatbelts.
I don't think they played in the Spies, but I'm sure they played shows with the Spies. Mm-hmm. They used to be called just the Enemies. And we'll talk a little bit about that, and hopefully we get some rare music to play for you next week. One-of-a-kind show coming up next week. So let's get to it. We're going to end off with another track from New Skin from the Old Ceremony. This is called I Tried to Leave You, a song when he was playing live in the 2000s when he got back to touring. He would often use this to introduce his band, extending it on sometimes to 14 minutes.
It was incredible. I actually had a chance to see a live performance at one point on video, of course, not in person, but he did an amazing job. So Mr. Leonard Cohen with I Tried to Leave You, ending off Revolution Rock. Every morning.
by your side. The years go by, you lose your pride, the baby's crying, so you do not go outside, and all your work, it's right before your eyes. Good night, my darling, I hope you're satisfied. The bed is kinda narrow, but my arms are open.
You're listening to